Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today on the Good Day program, 7 after the hour, my voice is familiar to millions of people around the country, and I have a hard time sometimes saying that, thinking about how many years I've been on the air and how many people I've spoken to. We don't necessarily look upon it that way. I'm basically speaking to you. Molly Page is here. Ken Kessler is here to speak to you. And it's Tuesday. Let's make this a worry-free Tuesday. Shall we do that?
That sounds good.
No worries. Let's be happy. There are lots of people in your life. Maybe your mother is a worrywart. Molly, is your mother a worrywart?
Yeah. She makes up things to worry about.
Ah, that's great. Yeah. Kenny, who in your family is a worrywart?
My mom.
Your mother's. Okay, all right. So how has that translated into your life and your well-being? Most people will tell you, I have a reason for, look at what's going on in the world. Look at what's happening in Baltimore. There's a state of emergency. That could happen here. Look at Nepal, the earthquake. That could happen here. Look at this. Look at that. So if you're a worrier, you will pay a heavy price for it. Fear, worry, horrible mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
What if you worry about not worrying?
Well, read the book. Dale Carnegie wrote a book called How to Stop Worrying and Start Living.
Oh.
It's a great way to get the benefits of reduced worrying. We had a guy on this program once named Ed Foreman, who starts his day every day. His motto is, I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific. Life is for laughing, loving, and living, not worrying, whining, and being stuck. There's a little more rhythm to it. That's the best I can do remembering it. So how about we declare today, Tuesday, a worry-free day. All day, everything you find makes you worry, tell yourself to stop. Hold that thought. What are you going to do? How's that going to make your life better? You can look around and find anything and everything to worry about, and you can change your life based on what you're worried about. Or you can be a procrastinator. You can put the problems off till tomorrow. Or you can just say, okay, it doesn't affect me. I'm not going to worry about it. Look at the hoopla about gay marriage and the discussion before the Supreme Court today. People are like, it's going to worry. I'm worried about it affecting my relationship with my spouse. Huh?
How's that?
Yeah. Let's get an explanation of that, please. So can you put one day a week into the off-limit section for worry? Dale Carnegie said that 99% of the things we worry about never come true anyway. My dearest has said to me on any number of occasions when we might have had this conversation, worrying is just a prayer for what you don't want. That's stuck with me more than anything else. So why would you want something that you don't want to have happen? Thoughts are things. There's no question about how that works in the universe of energy and quantum physics and all that other stuff. Regardless of how you pick it apart, there's only one thing that you ought to be concerned about, and that's your health and well-being, because you're no good to anybody if you're not healthy and you're not happy and you're not well. So maybe that is how we approach all of these things. The situation in Baltimore following the funeral of Freddie Gray. There actually were more people peacefully protesting than there were involved in rioting. But do you know that today? Yeah. You don't know that. News media is full of pictures of people blowing up cars and throwing Molotov cocktails at buildings. There were a handful of people who did that. They get all the attention. The people who peacefully protested, not a word. Right, Kenny?
Yeah, not a peep.
Not a peep.
And nothing on any of the news channels.
No.
It's all
nowhere.
And the ones who are causing
anger.
Sorry, Kenny.
No,
go ahead. The ones who were
You get used to Molly. You get used to interrupting people here.
I don't mean to. It's not personal.
No. Help yourself.
They were mostly young. The people who were doing this were kids, were high school kids. Mm. The people who know that...
Is that an excuse because they're young and stupid?
No. It's not an excuse at all. I'm just saying that the people who weren't causing the problems were a bit older, know a little bit about, how to protest.
Life.
Yes, we've been through this before in the L.A. riots.
Yeah.
There were riots in D.C. There have been, this has happened before, and protests do make changes. But not if, you blow things up and then all of a sudden you're branded a thug. They were branding the police thugs for this man's death, and then it gets turned around in the media.
And they do the same thing themselves.
Yeah.
The poll today at DougStephan.com, what is on your mind when it comes to Baltimore or things like this? When things like that happen, who do you go to? Where do you go for the most accurate news? A, cable news. B, network news. C, the radio. D, social media. E, other. F, what's going on in Baltimore? Hello. I'm going to bet that D will take the day here, Kenny. Am I right so far?
Let's
not
see.
Where I would go necessarily, but that's just me.
See, just from what I have seen, I would go with social media.
Yeah.
And that's leading right now.
Yeah, right. Yep. And so the people in the news media, I'm not in the news media. Molly has cut her teeth in her career as a newswoman on some great radio stations and networks. That doesn't mean necessarily she was doing what she was told, and she's there to bring whatever the story is from what she can glean from various reports. There are many people who are using social media, they don't want to fall behind in the electronic media, so they use social media, and you see that in these 6 o'clock newscasts, 11 o'clock newscasts. It's all basically what you can get by watching social media. So why do you want to go to watch television and have them filter it in their own foolish ways? Because much of what they do, the coverage, I said this earlier, of the situation in Nepal, it's just foolish. The information, the way it's being presented in most of the circumstances I've seen, is absurd. And it doesn't give you really anything that you couldn't figure out yourself by going and looking. And this is why they're destroying themselves, because they can't come up with a clever, creative way. Hello, how about just telling the story? That's it. I try. That's what I say to Molly and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer and everybody who's here. I just want you to tell us a story. And then afterwards, these are the facts. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, done with the facts. What do you think? That's maybe what has some value. You're welcome to express yourself as well. We encourage it, as a matter of fact, because it makes for interesting, thoughtful, provocative conversation. That's what I'm here to do, other than have a good time. 888-302-3684. Email to Molly, Ken, at DougStephan.com.
Just
or anybody
on
Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. All right, so we have people who are weighing in on all of these weighty items, Facebook and Twitter. There is a lot of discussion that will be today because the federal government is trying to put a hold on using fluoride in drinking water. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments. First, though, I want to have you think about your teeth in a different way. You have now the opportunity, as you get up and rise and shine yourself ready for the day, look in the mirror and decide whether you're happy with the way your teeth look. Are they white? Are they really attractive? Or are they yellow and ugly? My friends at Power Swabs would like to speak to those of you who have yellow, ugly teeth. So, Kenny and Molly, you have nice teeth. You don't have to listen to this. those of you...
Well, I spent a lot of money to have my teeth whitened.
Oh, I see.
Have the safe solution without going broke.
Right, yeah. Exactly. You drink coffee, tea, red wine, that sort of thing?
Constantly.
All right.
Oh, you were talking to the audience.
No, I'm talking to you. Well, you can be the audience. You can play. You can play.
I drink tea, anything that's bad for my teeth, I do it.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
And you spend a lot of money, thousands of... I know people who have had veneers, caps and stuff, spend $40,000 to get their teeth beautiful. They look great.
No, my teeth are mine, but just whitening them was about $600.
$600.
Yeah.
All right, well, this would cost you about one-tenth of that, I think. And it works just as well, if not better. And you don't have anything to worry about because the tooth detergent that's used is an all-natural way to reduce the sensitivity problems that people have by using the strips, and they stick that stuff in their mouth, and, oy, man. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs will, in 5 minutes, change the whiteness of your teeth by as much as 2 shades. Keep using it for a week, 6 shades. Keep using it, and it'll make your teeth white, clean, and no side effects. 800-281-6829. You get it, you'll tell the story. Try it now. It's risk-free. 800-281-6829. Power swabs. They're like little cotton swabs, Q-tips in a little tube, and you take and you stick it on your teeth and rub it around for a few minutes, and you'll see the difference. The change is amazing. Make your smile that much better, that much quicker. 800-281-6829. Wow, will you look great. A great smile is to be had by using power swabs. 800-281-6829.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Growth can be an intimidating 6-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need 1 8-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so I was just talking about power swabs. There's no fluoride involved in that. I was looking at a list of things. That's something that you call, and you can order it online. You can call the company and order it. You can get pretty much whatever you want online, and that makes shopping easier. But when it comes to health products, you got to be careful about where you spend your money. There's a lot of fraud online. Certain prescription medications, you don't buy Xanax and Ambien and things like that online. New. Some of the things that affect your sex drive, you don't buy those online. New. Weight loss supplements, many of those that are online are not what you ought to. I mean, if you do some research, you can figure out how to get rid of belly fat and maybe lose weight. I mean, you don't have to buy something. You just eat well. That's something that I'm figuring out. Don't buy breast milk online.
Oh, now you tell me.
Yes. And other hormone products.
Stockpiling.
A lot of women who are going through menopause look for anything that they can, and buying some of that stuff online, not a good idea. 21 after on Good Day.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Great pop groups of the for any time that I can remember. I like pop music, and I've always sort of liked the groups that sound like Hootie and the Blowfish. I do admit to confusing them, much to Jennifer Horn's chagrin, with some of the other groups that are around, like NSYNC. Haven't I done that, Kenny?
And, no. Sorry. You confuse Hootie with NSYNC?
Well, see, there it is.
That's fantastic.
There's another shot. Darius Rucker has gone off on his own and has... Why'd you stop the music? It's a good song. Come on, Kara. Give her the country career of Darius Rucker.
Did you see Ted? The movie Ted?
I did not
see
it. Fun
of Hootie? Oh, it was so good.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, these guys are going to reunite on The Late Show with David Letterman because, as any fool knows, if it were not for Letterman, there would be no Hootie and the Blowfish, right, Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely. He put them on his show in the early 90s and nobody knew who they were.
Yeah. All right, so they're going to be on May 20th as the show. When is the last night for Letterman? Is it the end of May? Sweeps, I think, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah. All right, so a lot of people coming back to say goodnight and God bless him as he fades out, fades to black. Isn't that what they say on TV? Fades to black. So, Hootie and the Blowfish coming back to the Late Show along with lots of other people. Speaking of late shows, the late night shows and their monologues and fun and smiles are appropriate. Let's get started going through some of last night's monologue material with Conan O'Brien.
Bruce Jenner is the big story, yeah. Yeah. How many saw his interview? I think 8 billion people watched that interview. Yeah. In last week's interview, Bruce Jenner said he is a woman who was transitioning his body from male to female, and he's also a conservative Republican. That's what he said. Bruce said he looks forward to bashing Obamacare as soon as he finishes using it.
All right, a couple of shots from Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers. Let's see how much we have time for here.
Everyone tuned in to watch Bruce make a pretty big announcement.
Are you a Republican?
Yeah. That's right. Bruce Jenner declared he is a woman and a Republican. In other words, the GOP finally found someone that might be able to beat Hillary.
So this is very interesting. Bruce, 2016! Bruce, 2016!
The big story, Bruce told Diane Sawyer, quote, "For all intents and purposes, I'm a woman." At which point, Joe Biden ran in and started giving him a shoulder rub. This weekend was also the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And as per tradition, President Obama told a bunch of jokes to the crowd, and everyone seemed to think he did a great job. In fact, he was so funny that NBC is actually thinking about giving Obama his own sitcom. We even come up with a few titles for the show. Check these out. First, there's Saved by Michelle. That was good. Then there's The Wonder Years. That's... And finally, Homeland Improvement. People are now criticizing Hillary Clinton by pointing out that during her long political career, she seems to have changed her accent many times. When asked about it, Hillary strongly denied it, saying, "Those people ordered they'll be better." That's right, Hillary Clinton seems to have changed her accent a lot. People are pretty mad. Jeb Bush is like, "Can you believe this, chica?" Speaking of Hillary, she just finished a campaign road trip through New Hampshire this week, meeting with several local business owners, and she seemed to really enjoy the trip. She even reviewed some of the local businesses on Yelp. Take a look at these. The first one is for a bed and breakfast called the Wayfield Inn, Hillary wrote. "I had a lovely stay, and it was great chatting with the owners, Chuck and Deborah. They are some of the nicest votes, I mean people, I've ever met." This next review is for Steve's Coffee Shop, Hillary wrote. "I thought the black coffee was okay, but personally I think America is ready for a bold, confident female coffee."
This weekend, former President George W. Bush said he is reluctant to talk about the upcoming election out of fear that he would be unhelpful to his brother Jeb. And Jeb Bush said, "What? I don't have a brother. I have a dad named George."
Right. And there's the whole business about the Bushes being friendly with the Clintons and how that's going to go down. Maybe Jeb should run to Hillary for president, Jeb for vice president. How about that for a ticket? 28 after on Good Day.
This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, so did you hear Hillary Clinton's running for president? Was her Where's Waldo listening tour beginning smart or kind of silly?
"Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!"
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Because of her level of fame and level of detractors, was Hillary Clinton smart to start small and quietly and modestly as the neighbor's mom in her announcement last week?
I think the video was well done, and it's smart to kind of de-emphasize her because I really don't think she's very good at this. And it's just a very bizarre and madcap way for the supposed great elder stateswoman of our politics to begin a presidential campaign, being chased around in the so-called Scooby van. And I think part of the problem here, she's never, that I'm aware of, given a really good arena, light up the room speech. I don't think she can do what Marco Rubio did.
I mean, I also think it shows that she's learned lessons, and she's saying, "Hey, I'm not the big orator. I'm not President Obama. I'm not Marco Rubio, and I'm going to go small." And I thought the video was just as Rich described, though I thought it was also this sort of wonderful inversion of Morning in America, the most multicultural video a candidate has put out there.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry, head of the National Review, and Katrina VandenHeuvel, head of the Nation.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on.
Okay. Okay, then. Kenny, is it okay?
Okay.
All right, Molly, you okay?
I'm good. Thank you.
Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, says it's okay. Let's get started. It's worry-free Tuesday. No worrying allowed. So if there's something new that comes out of the situation in Baltimore, we'll talk about it. Right now, it's the same old stuff. In terms of Nepal, what's new is they're finding more dead people. And that brings to mind, are they still people if they're dead? What
yeah.
would you call, they're just dead bodies, they're not people. When they were alive, they were people, but they're dead now. So they aren't really people at all. And they're still dead. Thousands and thousands and thousands of them. And all of our looking at the screen or listening to their coverage on the radio isn't going to change the fact that they're dead. You may want to help find a really good site, a 501c3 that's connected to some group that you know. If you want to send money, great. Beware of the scams. That's all I can tell you. Scams galore all over the place. All right, so those are the two things. The Supreme Court taking up gay marriage today. Why would you worry about that? Certainly isn't something that would affect most people, even though many people think it will. And in League, this is something that's an aside. How many of you remember the story of the Bakers, not the family name of the Bakers, but the owners of the Oregon Bakery? Remember?
They wouldn't supply the cake?
Right. They would not yeah. supply a cake for a gay wedding. Well, it seems that the Bureau of Labor and Industries in Oregon has recommended that the couple who were refused service should get $135,000 from the bakery. The bakers are going to have to pay this couple $135,000 for refusing to make a cake for their wedding. And that means that Aaron and Melissa Klein, who own the store, could lose everything that they have, including not only the store, but their home. Now, there's something, I'm chuckling about it, but I'm only chuckling because it sort of speaks to the absurdity of all of this stuff in the first place. Now, I would tell you, as I did when this happened, I think they have every right to refuse to give service to this couple. They own the bakery. If they don't want to make a cake for a gay wedding, they should be able to say, sorry, we aren't going to make you a cake. And give whatever excuse you want. Tell them the truth or not, or whatever. We ran out of flour. We don't have any more sugar. Whatever you want to tell them. But just run it the way you feel your heart tells you to run it. And by the way, that's not inconsistent with my position of who cares about the Supreme Court hearing on gay marriage, because I don't think it's the state's business. I don't think this is the state's business either. And the fact that these people should have to pay a $135,000 fine is pretty damned outrageous, I think.
But isn't it outrageous that a business can discriminate? I mean, they could say the same thing about we're not gonna make a cake for a black couple or a Jewish couple or an interracial.
Now, I'm not saying it's smart, Kenny. I'm not saying it's right, in the sense that we are here to try to get folks to live together in peace and harmony. But the other side of this is that a business that refuses to do something, if they think it through, then they are subject to protests. They're subject to things in the marketplace that would tell or behold their future. Is it right for, see, this, then we get down into the nitty gritty of the, if it is absurdity, if that's what you want to call it, that these people should lose everything that they have because they decided that they didn't want to make a cake for these people. And I think that's really what gets down to the nitty-gritty. So there's a GoFundMe account that is online. If you know about GoFundMe, everybody, do I need to explain GoFundMe? Should I? It's a
crowdfunding site.
Crowdfunding site, right.
But they canceled the they canceled this. GoFundMe pulled the plug on this.
Because?
It's against their terms of service.
How?
To raise money to pay a legal fine.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Really?
Don't they have insurance? They have a bakery, a business.
How do you have insurance for being prejudiced?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Just in case I break out in prejudice.
Yeah, right. Premiums for that would be
Yeah, I don't know how that works, in fact. All right, so anyway, I give this to you as something that sort of holds in it the really silly side of what the law is about. The public, the marketplace, is something that ought to, in a country like ours, this ought to be the precursor.
Well, as long as there is a marketplace, I think you run into trouble if, what if everybody in the town agreed and just went, yeah, we're not selling cakes to anyone named Doug or Molly or Ken.
That's right.
The way it is.
So where do you go to the next town and get them?
So you have to drive to another town to get it because your name's Doug, Molly, or Ken?
Yep. I didn't say it was right, but that's the way it works. You can't have it both ways, I don't think, anyway. 888-302-3684. I think that's a hard thing to do. Here's Damien in Tucson. Hi, Damien. Welcome to Good Day.
Hello. Yeah. How are you, Doug?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Good. I wanted to speak on the topic of worrying.
Yes.
With this day, it seems like more things are happening. A lot has to do with social media and a lot of the things that we have. Or we're privy to because of the social media, earthquakes and things that we didn't know about years ago. But I think we're our whole culture is based on a 2,000-year teaching that a lot of us, especially how the United States was developed on the Bible, and we're all planning for this end of times and war. And I wonder if the Bible was written differently, if we'd all have a different outlook on life.
Differently in what way?
Well, let's say the book of Revelation said that everything will become peaceful and all countries will come together.
Yeah.
A lot of the things that we worry about and the things that are happening today, I think, wouldn't be happening,
If the Bible were written differently?
Yeah.
Really? Isn't that an interesting perspective? Thank you for sharing it with us. That's a very interesting perspective, isn't it? For those who believe in the Bible, I think the Bible is a great book. By the way, the Klein's business is closed. They're out of business. And now the whatever they are going to pay in fines will come from the sale of their home. See, I think there's a perspective here that's gone, that's a little awry. I don't think this is the appropriate way for this to have been settled.
And that's harsh.
It's very harsh. And they made a decision based on their beliefs. We don't have to agree with their beliefs. But this is what happens now in our, this is sort of the other side of this business of social media and how it plays. There are so many prejudices that people have. And it's always in your, I want you to believe what I believe. What I say is right. What you say is wrong. What I think is right. What you think is wrong. What I do is right. What you do is wrong. No, it doesn't work that way. Unless it's something we can all agree on, like murder. Pretty much everybody agrees that murder is wrong, right? What other things are there that there is no discussion or there's no debate about what's right and wrong? Is there anything else other than murder is wrong? That most everyone who has a conscience and is of goodwill would say murder is wrong. So then when you back from that, gay marriage is wrong. Yeah, okay, maybe for you, not for me. But putting these people out of business is wrong, too, because they made a judgment based on their whatever their beliefs were.
Well, but if you're, what you're saying is let the marketplace decide.
Yes.
If they were out of business because they got no business, social media blew up, and no one wanted to go to their shop, then so it is. But
yeah.
Should they,
but they shouldn't have to give up their house and live on the street.
Yeah, and get the fine as well.
No,
too much.
Yes, it is. Right, that's my point. Did I make the point well?
You
did. Or did I make the point? That's my point.
Yeah. I was just shining a light on your point.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. 888. She's covering. What do you have? You've got my back. Molly's got my back. Kenny's got my back. 888-302-3684. You got comments on this anywhere in Facebook or Twitter or wherever? Pinterest would make a picture of a cake. The bakers used to bake a cake and put that up on Pinterest. So what do you have, Kenny? Anything?
It's a comments on gay marriage, but not anything specific on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
In Oregon.
Well, the gay marriage thing is before the Supreme Court today, so it sort of waves in.
Jose says it should be up to the voters of each state to decide. Don't shove it down our throats.
You agree with that?
Not at all.
No.
Well, I don't see how it's shoving anything down.
It isn't.
If you don't want a gay marriage, don't have one.
Yeah. Don't be gay.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Paul says 37 states so far, and the world has not ended. America has not imploded. Societies that are associated with biblical scripture are war torn, treat women like animals, marry off 10-year-old girls to grown men, have a high rate of illiteracy. Why don't these so-called Christians that are against gay marriage focus on protesting those problems instead?
Gee, you know, I think that, but I would never say it. Thank you for writing that. It's not signed Doug, is it?
No, that was Paul.
Okay, Paul, thank you. My brother from another mother. Got anything else there?
Sean says, I tell all my GOP friends to let this one go. You lost on this one and on marijuana legalization.
Leave the social stuff at the doorstep. If the Tea Party would get their act together and focus on why they started, I love the Tea Party. When they started, man, I was all over it. Because their one focus was the fiscal absurdity of how this country spends money, what it does with your money, how it wastes. There's so much fraud and corruption and abuse, and the Tea Party was right on it. And then they go off on these crazy lunatic social mores things that don't get them any votes. They send people away, and they ruined a good thing. Get out of my life. Get out of my bedroom. Get out of my house. None of your business. Fix the problem that's sending us all to the poorhouse. That's what the Tea Party's good for. Thank you. You're welcome.
Oh. No, it's beautiful.
Thank you. I thought it
certainly used to be that the Republican Party was against big government.
Yep.
But then there's this big movement to let government into our marriages.
Yeah, right. I was a Republican most of my life. And sorry about that, Molly, but that's...
I like you anyway.
I know, thanks. I was, and I just, it drives, they're worthless. That the Republican Party is useless. If it came down to Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, I'll tell you who I vote for at the time. I'll tell you now who I vote for. Well, based on what I know, I would vote for Hillary. Just because there's something about her, even though there is a mile, there's a plume of smoke a mile long behind her car. I just think that she has something that we need at the moment, and I don't think Jeb Bush has it. Frankly, I don't think, he would be better than his brother. But come on, that's all we can do. We can go to the Clintons or the Bushes. That's it. Nobody else, any place. And then we have hope and faith or hope and change or whatever it is. And that garbage that was spewed about, which was meaningless and sent everybody running away so that you lost all those voters, if you're, no matter which side. So now the Republicans are trying to pick up voters. And the millennials are more prone to being libertarian than anything else. Millennials despise all of this stuff. All of the getting into the bedroom and what tell me what to do with my life. Millennials despise it. And they like fiscal responsibility. So look for an earthquake in the next, maybe not the next round. Most millennials will tell you they like the philosophy of Rand Paul. So look for that. And you don't think he knows that? And that's why he makes himself president? So he's not going to be president this time around. But you watch. Hillary, if she gets elected, makes it for 4 years and that's it. She won't want to do any more after that. She'd be, 73 then? How old was Reagan when he got out? When Reagan became president, anybody remember? Hillary may, if she's elected, may be the oldest elected president, where her husband was one of the youngest elected presidents. I think she would be, she's my age, I know that, but what is there... In terms of Reagan, somebody will figure out.
69 years old, I think.
69 or
when he took office?
Took office.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it should be close.
January 20th, 1981.
Yeah. Okay. You want to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family?
Sure.
Yes.
Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and your family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches. Ooh. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn, insect, and chemical-free. Go to Cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Or you can call them at 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature with Cedarside. Go to Cedarside.com to order or call 800-842-1464. Use Doug, the code Doug, for free shipping. 800-842-1464. This sounds very good. Cedarside.com.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Apple had a great day on the market yesterday. Woo, look at the stock market run up.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Tech Talk time on Good Day, 53 after the hour. Kenny and Molly and I have Greg Stibben, who's the tech editor from Men's Health Magazine, here for Tech Talk. And one of the things that I wanted to go to Greg about, the business of scamming on the internet, people trying to get you to help in the disaster in Nepal. First, let's start with the fact that you were in Nepal a year or so ago. What was it like there? And can you give us a picture, having been there, of what it's like? Have you've seen, like all of us, the results of the 7.8 or 9 magnitude earthquake, and so can you put yourself into any particular spot there and give us some relative sense of what we're not hearing from the news media?
Well, I mean, you have to understand, this is either the poorest or one of the most poor nations in the world. Mm-hmm. So when you're walking through the heart of Kathmandu, avoiding the carts and the cows and it is pure chaos. It's also a wonderful, wonderful place.
Yeah.
And the people are very, very friendly. But it is, you know, everything around you is teetering on the brink of falling over anyway.
Yeah.
So when I heard that this earthquake had hit at that magnitude, I could only imagine how disastrous it would be. And it doesn't surprise me that people are literally sleeping outdoor in tents, in gardens, anywhere, because it wouldn't have passed the earthquake inspection on a good day, and this was not a good day.
No. So anyway, one of the things I want to talk with you about is how we can use the internet to find a legitimate charity and avoid giving money to scammers. What do you have tip-wise for those of us who are interested in helping but doing it so that it really helps?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing is, and I hate to say this because it sounds cynical, but expect the worst of people at times like this. Because at times like this, when there's natural disasters, the scammers recognize it's a great time to pry money out of your wallet. And if you're going to give, you want it to go to the people you're giving to, not to bad people.
Right.
So first of all, if you get an email or a pop-up on a website and it says, give to the people of Nepal, I would be very, very suspicious of
Don't.
That. I would.
Be so, delete next.
Yeah, don't even click on. Don't even let your curiosity get the better.
By the way, not only it's not only the scam and ripping money off from you. What I've found in the past from reading into this is that some of these people they attach Trojan horses. They have all kinds of cookie, all kinds of things that they can use to get in. Never mind, you send them money, they're going to grab whatever they can by attaching themselves to your email or to your computer.
You
right?
just took the words right out of my mouth. So that's why I'm saying don't even click. And, you know, so you might separate things into charities you know and charities you don't know. Even if you get something from a charity you have donated to before, let's call it the Red Cross. Even if you've donated to the Red Cross before, if you get a email from them asking for money, it doesn't mean it came from the Red Cross. And
no.
You may not be able to figure out whether it's real or fake. So if you want to donate to the Red Cross, I would use one of two methods. First of all, get there by clicking on a link at a legitimate site. I just put up a site from the New York Times with a list of legitimate charities. I'm also going to post another similar list from USA Today. That's a good way to get there. Get there from the New York Times or the USA Today site or another news site that you respect and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Or type in redcross.org or Google it. That's the best way to be sure you're really going where you're going to. Because even websites can be spoofed and counterfeited, so
yeah.
You could end up somewhere you think you are, and you're just feeding money into the scammer's hands.
I don't believe in the Red Cross. I don't send them any money because I think they're over bloated and overdone and over. I'm happy to tell people don't go to the Red Cross from my experience. If it makes any difference, I think there are other ways and places that you can find. USA Today has listed a number, I think, was it yesterday? Where were the charities listed in USA Today? Or is it today's USA Today?
Well, I think it was yesterday's, actually. But you bring up a good point. If you want to investigate a charity, there's actually a great website called charitynavigator.org.
Yep.
And this is a site that's been around for a long, long time. And what they do is, in an unbiased way, rank charities, first for legitimacy, and then they'll tell you how much money that charity actually sends on to the causes they purport to help,
yeah.
and how much they keep for themselves and things like administrative costs.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure about a charity or an organization, go to Charity Navigator to investigate. If they're not there at all, that would raise a red flag
right.
as well.
All right, a couple of quickies here. The iPhone continuing to fuel Apple's financial engine. $58 billion in revenue the first quarter of this year. Can you imagine that?
My understanding is they just bought part of the Northern Hemisphere. I mean, it is staggering what this company has done and from whence it came. Because remember, it almost went under not long ago.
Great stock, even at this point, probably to buy for the future. So there we go. Greg Stebbin, thank you for being here from Men's Health Magazine. Tech Talk time at 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.